Oh, you know, good and well, there's people out there that actually can do this way better than you. But, oh, come on, what am I supposed to do? It's my obligation to do it. Oh, come on, you know you don't want to do it. But, hey, I'm doing it because I gotta do it. I mean, no one else is talking about it the same way. All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just having inner monologue with myself, you know, internal conflicts, internal fights. I'm sorry. Anyways, this is J. Remy, Joseph Remy, which is my pen name. I'm here with the 12th episode of Spiritual Empowerment, Personal Sovereignty, a podcast series that is here to help empower you and help you rediscover your personal sovereignty, which is a birthright that has been hidden from you by the powers that shouldn't be. Purpose of this podcast series is to inspire you to go out and make a difference in this world and in your life as well. My webpage is the inconvenienceofawareness.wordpress.com. Please go there. I've written articles there. I mean, you'll be quite surprised because, in fact, the articles I've written there, I like to call them writings. They're right. My writing's better than my speech. You'll be quite surprised at that. And it busts my ass to actually write all those articles up, which took me hours to write. So please give that website love. Visit it. Visit that website, which is going to always be in the link of the description of each episode, whatever. And go visit my YouTube. If you're not watching this on YouTube, go visit my YouTube page, The Lone Observer, which is also in the same description of every episode, except for you on YouTube, of course. So yeah, do those things. Let's see here. I'm gonna try to at least do one episode a week, minimum, maybe more, depends on my mood. Because I'm just gonna do one a week. Like I said, it's just gonna be one a week minimum for now. Because right now, I mean, it's crickets, so I'm not gonna try to kill myself trying to get this done. Anyways, the topic of today is this is just about this whole thing about self-healing. And a lot of people, and this goes into how humanity isn't really is the reason why humanity is the way it is because of the fact that humanity is broken and traumatized from within. I mean, we're talking about trauma that comes from childhood, trauma that comes from ancestral DNA, trauma that comes from past lives, those things. And I think the problem here is that a lot of people want to talk about what's like I said a bunch of times already. A lot of people want to go around and talk about what is out there, what is wrong with what is out there. That stupid motorcycle, I'm sorry. Anyways, too many motorcycles around here. Anyways, like I said, people want to talk about what's out there. They want to try to change problems based on what we see around us. But they don't understand that the reason why nothing is being solved is because of the fact that people don't want to address the root causal factors of all these issues. And then one of them is the fact that we're so all of us to some on so on some level is actually screwed up. We are screwed up to some level. We got a lot of mental emotional issues, and a lot of people don't understand that we need a lot of healing. Because a lot of us are wounded, and a lot of us, and it doesn't help that a lot of that trauma is reinforced as well by the things that go on around us, and that's also something I want to get into a little bit in a minute. And as long as people actually, and people also need, and this is what a lot of people don't want to hear, and that's the fact that we need to start seeing beyond the five sense reality, this five sense illusion. If we're going to really solve things, we need to understand that a lot of the problems stem from come from a non come from the non-physical meta, the non-physical levels. A lot of the things when we're talking when I'm talking about is that we're I'm talking about related to energy, related to negative entities, all these things, and negative forces out there that are manipulating humanity covertly, and are seen as invisible because of the fact that people don't, you know, all of us are in a situation where we have underdeveloped, we're so underdeveloped and actually seeing these things. Only few people see it. I mean, yes, people can work on doing that, but I think it really depends on the person. It depends on their DNA and their ancestry and so forth. But like I said, what I'm trying to say is that we need to start seeing beyond the five sense reality. I'm just sick and tired of all these people, these materialists out there thinking that somehow we're going to solve this on the physical level. Are they going to insist that we are? Well, take a look at the world around you and see how well that's working out for you. To all the people out there who are not sheltered, if you are sheltered, if you're not in a bubble, that's what I meant to say. If you're not in a bubble, get out of your bubble, and you need to start seeing reality for what it is. Because if we're going to adequately change the world, we need to be aware of what's going on around it. I don't like doing it myself. I don't like being in the world. It's one thing not to be of the world, but the fact that you have to be in it, I don't like being in the world. I actually have a hard time being in the world nowadays. I'm usually in my own head. I'm in my own fantasy world. I'm literally in my own version of reality that I fantasize about all the time. I do understand how hard it is to actually to know what's going on in the world. But at the same time, we can't get too caught up in it as well. Because you don't want to be so entranced in this matrix construct of all this suffering and all these bad things are going on as well. But we need to be in the world enough to know what's going on. So we can adequately deal with all the problems that are going on. If you think that we won't be able to solve, the only way we're going to solve the problems is we need to know, like I said, we need to know the negative. We can't ignore the negative. We can't fall into that new age deception of ignoring the negative. If you ignore the negative, you're going to get, especially in a domain of polarity, then you're going to get a lot of trouble. You're going to get a lot of things that are not good for you. That's what a lot of people need to understand. We're in the domain of polarity, and we need to know that so we can adequately deal with all the problems that are going on. Got to understand that all these wounds, all this trauma comes from the fact that we, as a species, don't know how to handle our negative shit properly. That's what it comes down to. Us, we don't know how to handle it. A lot of people have come to this ridiculous solution, which I also think is actually a manipulation. Let's ignore everything negative, just think all positive. No, we can't do that. Because see how well that's working out for humanity. And this goes into the fact that this also goes into how I'm getting sick and tired of how most people on this journey of knowledge or on the path of knowledge in raising your consciousness, they never want to go further. Once they get to that spot where they feel super comfortable, they want to stay there. Not understanding that you need to keep going further and further and further. I mean, standing in one spot where you feel comfortable in is not going to solve our problems either. Why people are so content with knowing just a little bit of what's what, a little bit of the truth, but they don't want to hear everything else. They want to go, oh, I'm going to stop there. We're not going to go further. It's like someone who climbs a mountain. Once they get up to a point where there's a lot of space where you can take a break, they're done. They're thinking, I'm done. And that's it. I've been climbing this mountain for a while. I'm done. That's how most people are. They think they can be in that spot forever. No. I mean, it's one thing to actually be in that spot for a little while if you're trying, if you're for a little while, that's one thing. But it's another to just stay there forever. It's one thing to take a break, take a rest. And it's another to just stay there and say, I'm done. I'm going to set up my home here. We need to actually not fall into that mentality as well, because when it comes to healing ourselves, we cannot do that. We need to go as far as possible so we can get out of these mental, emotional traumas that are holding us back and effectively, and that's one of the biggest sources of our disempowerment, the fact that we have a lot of emotional traumas and wounds within us that maybe stem from childhood, past lives, or from our DNA. I mean, we have a lot of these things within us that are disempowering, that by itself disempowers us. And as a result, we need to fix that. I'm going to get a little bit into that near the end of the podcast. And also, I mean, I constantly hear this all the time, how this idea of a mass awakening that is going on and so forth, that everyone's saying, everybody's waking up. Oh, really? Do you? Like I said, bubble syndrome again. You're not paying attention, close attention to how people are in the world. I mean, where do these people live? I mean, right out my door, I can find someone who is just in a deep slumber of what's going on. Right out my door, I can find someone who's asleep. Just like that. Right next to me, in the apartment building I live in. Knock on the door, oh, there's someone who's asleep and doesn't know what's really going on. You trying to tell me there's a mass awakening going on? There's people waking up, yes. Some people are waking up. But you got to understand that this is going on in pockets, along with the fact that this whole idea of awakening is so overhyped. And I'm bringing this up Let me rephrase that. What I'm trying to get at is that also, what I'm also seeing is that there's also, I've seen people degrading. I see people getting worse, especially today's youth. But this all could be tied to the fact that we're living in a slowly dying system that is stubbornly trying to stay alive and is hanging on with everything it's got. It's slowly dying. And I hope it dies faster because of the fact this enslaving system needs to go. And this, and the reason why I bring this up because you need to understand that, you know, there's not going to be any real mass awakening until people themselves start self-healing along with actually helping each other self-heal as well. When they start helping themselves, they can then help others. Because I don't believe in this idea that people are just going to magically just wake up just like that. And they're all, a lot of people have so much trauma within themselves. I mean, and it's also tied to the fact that they're suffering from this thing called soul loss or soul fragmentation, where there's various pieces of themselves that got disassociated, got lost. And as a result, they become so broken down, so zombie-like. It's not just the mind control. It's the fact that's going on. It's not just that. But it's the, like I said, it's the mind. See, I'm lost track of what I was talking about. I need to focus. But like I said, hold on. Yeah, it's the fact that, you know, when you suffer from so much soul fragmentation and loss that goes on through various different lifetimes and so forth, a lot of people themselves are not going to wake up, no matter what's going to happen, because of the fact that people are so drained and so zombified by a lot of the traumas they've gone through and a lot of the soul loss, that you're not going to be able to move forward. That's one of the main reasons why there's a lot of people who are too stubborn to wanting to wake up to what's going on, because they're going through a lot of stuff within themselves, a lot of personal issues that make it hard for them to even get past that. That's the reason why I think we need to start doing this. Like I said, we need to start doing this from the bottom up. If we're really going to start making a change in the world, we need to really start focusing more on self-healing and actually getting over our traumas, getting over our negative triggers and so forth. We need to really start doing that. And also, another thing a lot of people need to consider, the fact that, like I said, there's all this mind control that's going on. You got to understand something about mind control. Like I said, mind control is not what you think it is. It's not this Hollywood variant of it, this dramatic version of hypnosis. Well, it's kind of like a hypnosis, but it's not in the way you think it is. Because a lot of people are hypnotized and they don't even know it. A lot of people are mentally, emotionally manipulated and don't even know it. You try to tell this to an average person, they will think you're an idiot. You told them that you're being mentally manipulated by someone else. You don't even know it. Yeah, like I said, you want proof of people going, proof of people not really mass awakening as you think it is? Then go talk to the average person about these things. And you're going to see how fast they're going to look at you like an idiot or laugh you out the door. Or even insult you for bringing this up. Thinking you're just one of those crazy conspiracy theories. So, you know, you can go suck it. That's what I tell them. Anyways, like I said, the mind control, like I said, what mind control is just various different psychological tactics and techniques that people use against another individual. They exploit that, especially if you hadn't worked on yourself and you're not well aware of who you are, and someone can come along and manipulate that, can manipulate all the emotions within you. A lot of these emotions that are easy to play on people. A lot of people, for example, the controllers, the ones who run this planet, they are actually manipulating people's emotional traumas. And they're always constantly playing as the savior, you know, of those traumas. They're saying, oh, give your power away to us. So that way you don't have to worry about your traumas. We'll take care of you like a parent. You know, that thing. Not to mention there's various different technologies out there. They're using EMF and so forth. And all these other technologies are using to actually keep people's minds numb and keeping people asleep. But EMF is the only one I can think of right now. There's other technologies out there. You got to do, like I said, theme of this podcast series is do your own research. I'm not a researcher. I'm just an instigator of knowledge. And I'm the guy that's there to tell you that, you know, you got to do these things on your own. That I'm just there to encourage people to do these things. That's all. That's the whole point of empowerment, to actually do your own research. But anyways, like I said, all these technologies, all these distractions, all the and the fact that people have become so preoccupied with survival, because in fact we live in a system of mostly artificial scarcity. Because in fact there's a lot to go around, but I put it this way. The controllers wanted to, they could make a world where everybody is clothed, fed, and fed. Because the banksters, along with the Vatican and all and everyone else, they got all this wealth, so much wealth, that they could feed a bunch of people a bunch of times over. And clothe them and house them if they wanted to. If they truly cared about the world, I mean, for example, I mean, your extortion or I mean tax dollars, I mean, it's funny because look how much money they're spending on these weapons on war, right? Right? For example, one of their jets cost over tens of millions of dollars. Imagine what they could have done with that one jet money. They could have given that money back to the people, you know, that was taken for them through extortion, which is called taxation. But if you want to know more about my views on taxation, go to my blog, by the way. That's all I have to say. I mean, if anyone's going to have a problem with how I feel about taxes, like I said, go to my blog first, read that article on taxation. It's on the front page. You'll find it quickly. Just read it. Anyways, like I said, imagine what they could have done with that money. They could give that money. Imagine if they divided that money amongst each individual here in the country I live in. You know, the states, right? Imagine what that they could have done with all that money. All that money they spend on murdering people overseas to further the globalist agenda. You know, while they're aggregating a lot of problems overseas. I mean, like the migrant crisis. Hello? And one of people want to bitch and moan about the migrants. Yeah. It's your governments, along with the governments you support, that are doing this. You're paying your tax, along with the fact that you're paying your taxes too. So it's kind of funny that we complain, yet you're paying taxes. And the fact that you say a lot of people say they want to say they support the troops. Yeah. Support the same people who are these order followers are going to these other countries, starting all this bullshit. And you know, and you wonder why you have a migrant crisis going on, huh? Yeah, I mean, their homes are being destroyed. Yeah, you know, because all this war, the parent, you know, some of them no longer have parents. And I mean, where else are they gonna go? You think they want to come here? Hell no. They'd rather be where they want to be. I'm sorry, getting off topic, but what I'm trying to say is that people really need to rethink these things. But I'm sorry I got off topic. Anyways, like I said, let's talk about how people need to rethink. It's funny how I mentioned the whole migrant thing and people supporting the military blindly. This goes into the fact that self-healing is also going to go into the fact that we need to actually think about how we behave towards each other, how we treat ourselves, and how we treat others, like I said, and how we see ourselves and themselves. I mean, we need to actually start to reevaluate our belief systems and acts if we are contributing to the problem. Is my belief system actually enacting harm on another individual? Is my belief system in alignment with the natural laws of the cosmos, based in a Jetta Biedermann that's not based on cultural constructs, but based on what's inherent in nature? Very similar, because right and wrong is basically, it does your action cause another individual harm or not, or whatever. Is my actions ethical? Or they're ethical, like I said. If your actions are based in wrong, then yeah, you're part of the problem. You're still contributing to the social dynamic of this emotional mental trauma. And a lot of people are working in institutions or part of institutions that are part of continuing this ongoing trauma. People are serving a force that doesn't even care about them. That's serving a force that sees them as their food source because in fact they're being harvested of their energy. Everybody else as well. That's what a lot of people don't understand. So, I mean, what's there to be proud of when you say that you work for one of these bureaucratic institutions or for a big corporation that's contributing to people's suffering? You're part of the trauma because, like I said, you're in reinforcing all this trauma through your negative behavior, through institutions that perpetuate greed, murder, theft, and so forth, in the violation of people's natural rights on a daily basis. I mean, you're contributing to the trauma. I mean, take a look at your belief systems as well, whether it be religious, philosophical, or whatever. Is it contributing to the problem? But people don't want to do this because of the fact that people don't like to challenge and question their own beliefs. It's very scary for some. Because when some, because a lot of people don't like the fact they have to question everything in the world full of lies and deceit. And we need to get over that as well. Part of healing the trauma and the part of really empowering yourself is stop buying into lies and start valuing what is true. Start valuing truth. Stop putting value on things that are relative. Because relativity doesn't mean nothing in nature. The truth is the truth no matter what. Relativity doesn't mean nothing in the face of truth. Truth actually slaps the face of relativity. Sorry about that. It slaps the face like this. Like that. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I really think this is, quite frankly right now, I really think this is so far a crappy podcast episode. I don't feel like, I just don't feel focused. But I'm going to still get through this anyway. Okay. Okay, let's see. Also, this is also something else what a lot of people don't want to hear. The fact that we need to get over hierarchy. We need to stop looking to someone else to actually solve our problems for us. See, this is the reason why we're so enslaved in the first place. But a lot of people don't want to hear it because they somehow think that we need authority. Well, you only need it because of the fact you believe, because you believe you need it. Humanity needs to learn how to actually grow up and learn how to take care of itself and be personally responsible for themselves. It's one thing to help protect one another, help protect each other, but we don't have to do it through an instant when it comes to dealing with people who want to be violent and so forth and try to harm and violate other people's natural rights. But we don't need to do it through an institution that is built off the backs of violence of corrosion. Because for an institution like statism to exist, an authority to exist, it has to use violence. And what I mean by violence is the negative use of force. I'm not talking about self-defense. I'm talking about the violence as in the word to violate or violate someone's natural rights and their well-being. It has to, we need, if you truly call yourself a spiritual or upstanding or peaceful individual, you will be a hypocrite if you actually support such an institution that's built on the backs of violence and the fact that it has to use violence to stay alive in corrosion. It's just the bottom line. But a lot of people don't see this. A lot of people are going to be stubborn. They're going to deny this. But you know what? I don't care. Like I said, I'm just doing this out of moral obligation. I'm doing this because I'm going to speak out when I see BS around me. When there's BS around me, I'm going to speak out, regardless of what people want to hear it or not. We need more people like myself in the world who are going to speak out, regardless. There is people out there, but anyways, like I said, just not enough of them. But like I said, regardless of if we want to hear it or not, we need more people like that out there, because if we have more people out there in the world, the world's going to change. But right now, the world's not changing because of the fact there's not a lot, because there's very little courage in this world to talk about these things. So you can disagree with me all you want. I don't care. You know, do whatever you want, because I don't care what you think. I have a heart. I don't really care. I don't take a lot of people. I don't really take people seriously to begin with, since I really think this reality is just a big, bad, terrible cartoon, a really crappy video game that you actually are forced to play until the console dies. All right. Like I said, we need to start assuming personal responsibility for themselves and stop looking to a daddy or mommy figure to solve our problems. Historically, to this day, have you seen how that's actually has not only not solved our problems, but it actually made it worse? Because the so-called authority that we all look up to, the leader, the savior, these people we look up to, you know, these people that people worship, these humans they worship, you know, as their leaders. See how they got us into more conflict, more war, more trauma, and so forth? They have got us into more conflict, more suffering, more pain. People always look up to authority, or they want to look up to people who have money and power. They actually somehow think that's the role model. Are you kidding me? They think that's the role model. That people with money and power, they bow down to them. They kiss their feet. And you wonder why you're still so traumatized. Because in fact, you're taking out the people who are not upstanding, not truly upstanding individuals. Because if they are, they will tell you to get off your ass and do something yourself and stop depending on me. I mean, I can help you out. I can lead you to the fountain. But I'm not going to shove the water down your throat. I'm sorry, people. But you need to understand that if you're really going to heal yourself, you have to be the one to do it yourself. You ask, how am I going to do that? Well, that's where that's just when the difference between help and having someone do it for you comes in. You need to actually find help in someone who's going to help you help yourself versus people who, not someone who's going to do it all for you, because no one can really do it for you in the end anyway. Because no, I can't solve your problems yourself. I can't heal your trauma. I cannot heal your traumas, my own self. I mean, we can give you suggestions. I mean, there's people out there that can give you suggestions on what to do. There's people out there that can put you like in a trance so you can start addressing issues, you know, through hypnosis or whatever, so you can heal that trauma and so forth. But at the end of the day, they can't do this all for you. People need to stop looking to some external figure out there. Stop looking outside yourself for this. Because at the end of the day, you're the only person that can help you heal yourself. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with getting help, you know, when it comes to doing that. But a lot of people also expect their help to do everything for them. We need to get out of that mindset. Because nothing's going to change as long as people still think like this. And the majority of humanity still thinks like this. Because humanity, like I said, is so traumatized and wounded, which is why a lot of people are screwed up in the first place. Why there's very little progress going on in the world. Why a majority of people are still asleep. Because they're so, you know, entranced in the fact they don't want to heal themselves. Why a lot of people are actually chasing after personality cults. I mean, there's even people out there, so-called spiritual individuals out there who are still doing this, still chasing after gurus and some kind of savior. People still doing this. I talk about also how institutions of authority such as organized religion also is a big problem because of the fact that it's there to hold you back. It's there to keep you from going any further. They want you to think that, oh, leave it in someone else's hands, you'll be okay. Which is one of the biggest lies that humanity have been sold by the same external authorities that really want to control you covertly. As much as what people don't want to hear it. But you know what? I'm not concerned if you want to hear it or not. I'm going to tell how it is regardless of what you think. You can go cry and complain all you want. I'm not concerned about how you feel. I'm just here to tell how it is. And I'm going to keep repeating this through this podcast series to jam it in people's heads who don't get it. Anyways, like I said, and also organized religion has also contributed to the trauma. If you want to look into the dark side of organized religious history, I understand there is some truth within all religions, but the problem here is that no one religion has it all. Most of it, the majority of stuff is disinfo. And the minority of it is truth. And you really need to know how to read between the lines to get to that truth too. And you got to usually look into the esoteric sides of these religions, not the mainstream external sides of it, the mainstream parts of the religion that's watered down and dumbed down for the dumbed down masses. You know, you got to stay away from that. And a lot of people somehow think we're going to actually get through this with their current mindsets. Huh, you are deluding yourself if you think that. I'm going to hit up some quick solutions. Like I said, these solutions are more like I'm going to point you in this direction versus I don't have any super technical solutions of this whole healing thing because I am working on myself like everyone else. I'm going through my own journey of awakening. I got my own issues to fight and deal with, but at least I'm moving forward versus actually hiding and ducking and dodging and slipping and trying to jive away from it. No, I'm not doing that. For example, one of the solutions is, you know, ask yourself, what are the personal issues in your life that are really bothering you? What are these emotions within yourself that are these reoccurring emotions? I mean, do you have reoccurring dreams or nightmares? I mean, what are these things about? Because they're pointing to something that needs to be healed, especially if it's a reoccurring dream and I mean a negative one that's really, really bothering you. Or, I mean, ask yourself, what are your emotional triggers? How are you triggered? I mean, what are your negative triggers? What really gets you going negatively? What are the words or the things people say to you that really hurt you deep down when they say them? Based on what people say, events that occur, what are these things? And how you react to these certain situations as well. How do you react to these situations? Also, if you're suffering from addictions, it can be any addiction. Ask what motivated you to become addicted. Is this addiction caused by something in the past past that caused by the fact that you're using it as a way to cope with this reality? Is it caused by the fact that you're trying to drown out any childhood traumas or traumas that happened in the past? I mean, are these things? Are you running away from these things? I can always say, go back to your childhood. If that doesn't work, go back to a past life through hypnotherapy. If you can't afford a hypnotherapist, then go get one of those guided past life regressions you can find on Amazon. You ask me what is the best one? I'm not sure because I haven't really tried one of those yet. Because I've been so busy, I think I'm doing other things with myself. I mean, there's guided past life regressions you can go buy off Amazon, like a CD, where it be a CD or a tape or an MP3. You can do one of those guided past life regressions if you're trying to, but like I said, I mean, the best way to get a past life regression is do it through a good professional. But if you're really are on the cheap, I mean, that's the second best thing you can do. I mean, past life regression, childhood regression, or even looking, you can even find out what your childhood problems are or your past problems are if you just think carefully. If you actually take a look at the emotion and find the origins of the emotions by going backwards, by looking like a flow chart, you actually say, okay, I have this emotion. Okay, why? And you ask yourself, why? And you say, why do I have this? And it goes back further and further and further. And there's very, and like I said, this, and also try to find ways of getting your, there's also exercises. I'm not aware of this yet. I mean, that's why I'm going to probably do another episode in the future when I'm smarter about this whole thing about soul fragmentation and soul fragmentation healing. In the meantime, there's the internet in front of you. You got your little smartphones. You got your computers, your laptops. You know, what you're waiting for? I mean, there's the search engine out there. You don't like Google and they're spying, no good for nothing. I'm not going to get into them. But if you don't like their spying bullshit, then you use DuckDuckGo or you use StartPage to actually find some solutions, for example, because those search engines don't track you or spy on you. But like I said, find some if you don't like Google, but find some solutions on those search engines. Solutions about soul. I mean, exercises about what you can do to actually heal these soul fragmentation, all these other mental traumas that you're going through. Those are things you can do to try to, I mean, these are steps we can take to help healing ourselves. And we can finally be on track to actually help heal others. So we can actually help heal humanity so they can finally start raising consciousness and we can start to really make a change in this world. Because as far as I'm concerned, the reason why we're not really getting anywhere and why things are slower than a snail's pace is because of the fact that we got all this trauma that most of us are, not me, of course, is running away from. And that's the end of the podcast for today. And I just feel like this was kind of crappy because I just feel so unfocused today when I did this. I just kind of feel like in the back of my mind, I'm saying, okay, when is this over so you can get on to, you know, going back into your inner world? But that's it for today. This is Joseph Remy, aka The Lone Observer, and I am out. I hope this episode is good enough for everyone. It's just something to think about. All right, I'm done.